Tony's mercy.
I will click all the things.
I need to see if this is actually working now.
The chat room will only distract me. I refuse to look at it.
Good, it worked.
Alright, are we ready?
I guess.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think there's any viewers.
Oh, perfect.
Right. Oh, no. What are you broadcasting to?
Huh?
What are you broadcasting to on Twitch? Like what channel? Like what? Not what channel?
I'm broadcasting using OBS.
No, I mean what category?
I don't know.
Radical. You should give me permissions.
I don't know how to do that.
Give you permissions?
It's in your dashboard. As a matter of fact, the better way to view this is in dashboard because it'll give you all of your information.
This is what I'm going to be using, though, because this is the Restream is what I'm using to broadcast out to multiple channels. What's going on over there?
I'm trying to hit the tab. All right. Oh, no. Okay. We are in nothing. Interesting.
I don't know anything about this.
Like, so we need a title for the stream, which probably just Backseat Producers, Thor Ragnarok.
Bajillion.
I don't know what category this would be in. Like IRL?
Dicks.
No, they
I'm not getting involved in this.
They don't even let you show male nipples on Twitch anymore.
What?
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't know what category you stream.
Pick a language.
That's for the chat room.
Search for name or category? Category.
Check that content warning box.
It should...
That's not a...
No, that is not what you're looking at, Alex. That is... I would say... I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this on Twitch.
No, it's probably not going to be in games. Right? So maybe communities... No.
Try putting it in creative and then...
What's this?
And then podcasting. So these are communities.
Or comedy.
And I can't read the entire name.
I got Skittles. You want some Skittles?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What category?
Put it in creative.
Hey, Panda.
And then... Podcast.
I'll put it in podcast.
Movies. I think you can put up to three communities.
Perfect. I'll get rid of that.
Two communities is fine for now. I think you have to hit save. It should be there are three columns and it should be down at the bottom of the or no update information, I'm sorry.
What? What?
It's right beneath, what are you doing? To the left. To the up.
This is what my days at work
are like. I have to pick a language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Espanol.
There we go.
Put the word spoilers in the title or something. So people don't hurt us.
Spoiler alert. Thor is in this movie.
Was he?
Hey, can we please not discuss the movie until we're ready to get whatever this is going?
Oh my god.
Peanut butter cracker.
It's not my fault you people are all undisciplined.
I don't want that.
I signed up for Digit and Acorns.
I don't know what either of those things are.
Acorns rounds up your debit card usage, takes the money out, and then puts it into an investment account.
Okay.
Like... You know, 30, 40 cents at a time.
So like the Bank of America
roundup thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only it's not Bank of America, which appeals to me on a deep sexual level. Digit basically uses an algorithm to determine when it can take money from you and then just deducts money from your account and puts it into a separate savings account. So like it takes like $5 from me a day. But it's like a variable amount based on my spending habits.
Sure.
Like, over the last 6 months. So, like, I just, every day I have a new deduction from my account that is an amount of money. But I don't know how much it's going to be. I don't know when it's going to hit. This is the best savings plan.
Yeah.
Because, like, then I just readjust my budget to deal with the amount of money I have left. And it's a pain to get to my money through digits, so I just never take it out. I'll buy a bathroom with it. There's not that much money. There's only like $250 in there.
Trying to see if...
So does that pull the chats from multiple...
Yes.
Wowza.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, wowza. It allows you to have multiple channels.
Wowza.
So, like, you're walking away, I was gonna...
Sorry. I'm ravenous today. I had over water.
Just take that Merb's candied apple right there.
Aaron will fight you for that.
It's too close to the other free candy. We're gonna learn a valuable lesson about putting your things away.
Oh, more away than in your own home. I'm sorry. What are we looking at?
These are all the different all the different streams it can go out.
Hot damn!
Just natively, without doing anything else.
How are there so many streaming platforms?
There are. There are a lot of them.
Better question: why is YouTube in like the third row? Shouldn't that be like
it's in the first row? Also,
oh,
YouTube Gaming is in the first row. YouTube Events and YouTube Stream Now, because YouTube has released different live stream tools at different times.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually on this list three times. So is Ustream, but Ustream is now a pay service.
Hey, are we ever going to talk about this movie?
We haven't started anything yet.
Are we going to start something?
Maybe.
You want to be starting something? Are we going to circle jerk? We're just going to, like, fucking jerk off into the ether about all the streams we could have, but then not actually ever produce a content to stream.
I don't know. Ooh, I can manage my channel with my phone. I don't know what that is.
There's a panda just giving me the gentlest nuzzles.
Dude, play with me.
You know he wants this fucking cracker.
No, that's not a surprise.
I know.
So according to this, there's one viewer on Twitch and nobody on YouTube Events. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's Rich.
Flynn lives.
It's got to be Rich. Yeah, we're not actually broadcasting any imagery at the moment because I haven't figured out how to do that.
Oh, are we live now?
Yeah, we're live. And we're recording.
I can make shit for this.
That would be a good idea. I think
OBS is this. It's basically the same thing, so.
Yeah, we just need some kind of thing here. Alright.
You can give me, like, different permissions through Twitch, and we should set up something with Streamlabs, probably. You know what, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, though. Yeah, we'll figure that out another time. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
Hey, it's David.
When are we going to start recording?
I'm sorry, I wasn't gunshot. I'm sorry, the 30 minutes you spent dicking around with this, I wasn't ready in the 15 seconds. You're like, all right, we're going.
Oh, yeah, same yeah, for all of us to you when, that we weren't ready exactly, precisely the moment that you decided you were ready.
I was ready when I finished eating.
Yeah, when he was done eating.
Again, precisely the moment that you were done.
10 to 15 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. This is starting to make up for all the time that I have to wait for you when you show up and still haven't eaten.
Mm.
Hey.
Mm.
Hey.
Hey, Tony. Hey. I don't live in wherever the fuck we are.
I don't live in wherever the fuck we are.
Yeah, Tony, we don't live in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Apparently. Oh, hey, Panda.
All right, so we're changing this up. We said we were going to talk about that other movie.
I don't, they look like us.
They look like people.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I've watched already in preparation. But we changed it up, so we're going to talk about Thor Ragnarok tonight.
That's good.
But before we do that, anything going on?
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm. We got to get into Thor, man.
Really?
Yeah, we really do.
Okay.
We got to get into it.
I have a feeling we're going to get into it.
All right, Alex, what do you think of the movie?
Oh.
Oh, we know what Alex thinks of the movie.
I enjoyed it.
All right.
Wow.
No, I... David... I can't go any farther than that. Just the tip. Okay.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
David, what did you think of this
movie? No, no, no! Alex, ruining it. Tony, what did you think of this movie?
I was disappointed in this movie.
Yeah, what did you learn? If you've learned that if you love something, you never talk to Tony about it. What did you do? Did you learn a lesson here today? Did you learn a lesson here today?
Tony hates everything. I wish he was just yelling at me. This is so much worse. It feels so much worse.
It's because you know I'm right.
The disappointment in his voice is so much worse.
Who's mine? All right, so what did you think?
Tony, I saw this movie on a whim Thursday night after Jackson Galaxy. And then I made Alex and Kayla go see it with me again on Sunday morning.
Oh, this is going to be a fun conversation then.
Top three Marvel movies that's ever been made. False. Easily. False. Easily.
False.
Easily.
Kayla.
I 100% agree with David. As a matter of fact, I was having a conversation with my best friend and we...
And I will explain to you why you are wrong.
I was having a conversation with my best friend, and we were both like, I think I liked this movie more than Guardians of the Galaxy 2, mm-hmm. and that feels weird. That is weird. It was so fucking good.
This was way better than Guardians 2.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Not way, but it, way. Like, it was so good.
All right, now, so there's no dissenting opinion, so let's just talk about how good this movie is.
That we are all in agreeance.
No, we aren't.
I think so.
All right. What made it good?
All of the things. One, it was funny as shit.
Funny as fuck.
It was funny.
So fucking funny.
So funny.
Oh no, Thor's in a cage.
Thor? It's the same. David got me hooked by telling me this was the same director that did What We Do in the Shadows. Yeah. And I was like,
it's true, it is.
I'm down.
And you could totally tell because it's the same like flavor of humor.
80% of the lines were improv,
and they hit like
they completely changed the main character from what he has ever been ever before.
Well, fuck good. Him.
He's better.
You notice this is the third of his movies, and the other two were the worst Marvel movies.
That's not true.
It's in this current iteration, the MCU. It is absolutely true.
It is not true.
The first Thor was better
than Age of Ultron.
You're quibbling over the shittiest piles of filth in the entire...
This one is in that bottom half.
This is... I can't, Tony, with you. What is
it
this?
Is.
What
is it
this?
Is.
No, there's no
There's
way.
No stakes. The stakes that are there are ignored.
Yeah,
there's no completely. Stakes in any of these fucking superhero movies ever, but at least this one has humor about it. Like,
oh, all of my people, my entire homeworld was just exploded. Stupid joke.
Yeah.
My hammer that I used to identify my entire being is destroyed. No, there's no mourning to that. There's no weight to that. There's no emotional resonance to that.
So are you saying
none?
That
there's yeah.
You're mourning over this hammer? Like it's you I'm just saying lost the
character,
a friend?
I'm saying the character should have.
There's
literal dialogue, but he really didn't mourn.
It was 2 days, and the entire sequence is she destroys the hammer. They almost get into a fight with her. Like, when?
There's not even a thought. There's not even a second thought, though.
But when
dad dies, they bring it up several times.
His dad dies, his hammer's destroyed, the Asgard's taken over.
Yeah, I know, but it's not like he's standing around, like, not dealing with it. He's also, like... gotten kicked out of the Bifrost and then crash landed in this dumpster and then taken turned into a slave.
It's not like fucking
yeah, exactly. There's
what's his name?
There's no
Jeff Goldblum.
this was not the movie that it could have been.
Yeah, you're right.
This movie is a much better movie.
Yeah, it could have been awful. It could have been so bad.
It could have been another Marvel superhero movie.
Oh, yeah, that would have been possibly the worst.
It was another Marvel superhero movie.
I have a really easy
metric. It was a remake of Guardians of the Galaxy without the heart. There was no heart to this.
I have a really easy metric to decide how good this movie was.
Which it will never surpass either Guardians movie for me, because there's no heart to this
I'm watching this guinea
movie.
Pig snap to no. calm my nerves.
How many times was Immigrant Song played in this movie?
Once.
Twice.
It was twice.
Yeah, they didn't finish.
As far as I can tell, that is two more times than any other Marvel movie. So this is at least two.
They had to go.
To be fair, that song is used in a lot of movies, but it was.
Is it? I thought they had to really fight for the rights for it.
I thought I'd heard it, and I know it was used in Shrek.
Go on.
Shrek is love.
I don't remember it being used in Shrek.
It definitely was. One of the Shreks. It was. But it's
Tony, more applicable
to this movie. Like it.
Tony, are you Thor, God of Hammers?
That was a good line.
That was a fantastic
line. Even with two eyes, you only see half the picture.
Okay, so it's Anthony Hopkins.
That entire sequence
where
Anthony Hopkins, was explaining to him why he doesn't need his hammer.
You're in my seat.
This was the guns. This was the Dark Tower movie I wanted. Idris Elba is still Roland Gillian.
Also,
that's right, Shrek 3. I remember now.
Every time Korg opened his fucking mouth,
yeah, it was gold.
It was just spinning gold into my heart.
Didn't print up in the flyers.
That was good. That was good.
And I hate him.
It was a funny movie, but it was also disappointing.
It was hilarious.
It might have only been disappointing for Thor nerds.
I'm not a Thor nerd. I don't like the character, and I never have.
Yeah, they took the worst character and they gave him an entertaining movie, which the other previous iterations of the Thor movies were not.
The first one was good. I liked the first one.
The first one was a pile of dog shit.
I liked the first one.
Loki! Look who it is!
And this one directly built on the backs of the other two.
Yep. I'm not disagreeing. What? Wait, what?
I'm just saying that it...
Because Asgard was in it?
It built on some of the themes that were in the first two.
So, this is also the first superhero versus superhero fight scene I've seen that wasn't completely stupid and forced.
What?
I don't know. I don't know that I'm on board. Like, the fight was cool.
But it was forced.
But the situation was way forced. Although it felt a little more organic than just Thor and Hulk are going to fight. Like, the whole Planet Hulk, or the whole Thor versus Hulk storyline, which feels really, really dumb. Like, this at least was, like...
It wasn't Batman versus Superman.
It's too soon.
Batman versus Superman is a better movie.
Oh my god!
It was a better movie.
Tony, you know how much I love soups.
It was a better
movie. Looking off in the distance trying
it was
to forget
not,
you're here!
It was not a more entertaining movie, but it was a better movie.
You want to talk about no consequences? Fucking Batman versus Superman had zero consequences.
Well, Superman is dead.
He is dead.
No, he fucking comes back. We saw the preview for
it was a dream sequence. It was a dream sequence. He's not back.
He's gonna be back.
He's gonna be back.
It sounds like he's not gonna be back in this movie.
He'll be back in this movie.
He's coming back.
Don't fucking worry about it. The Flash has already come back.
You saw the dirt shaking and moving on his coffin after they buried him. He's fucking coming back.
Everybody's coming. Everybody's coming back.
Panda,
everybody's still alive.
Panda, you do your own.
Yeah. Anyway, and so is there. The Warriors 3 die.
Yeah, I don't care.
And
about
there's
them.
Not even a blink.
Yeah, no. No one gives a shit about them.
They do. People do give a shit about them.
Well, people are wrong. Listen, they had their chance to be entertaining in the other movies. You know what? They weren't entertaining in the other movies.
The Warriors 3 weren't bad.
Yeah, Ray Stevenson jerking off into a cup. I get it.
What?
Yeah.
He can't stop saying jerking off into a cup.
I can't, no. It just makes him thirsty every time he says it,
too.
He just
can't.
There's a lot to love about this movie, Tony.
David, go give me a saltine.
There is. I'm not denying that.
It's just that you're wrong about the rest of it.
I was disappointed in this movie.
I can't.
I mean, I guess I had no personal stakes in this because I don't like the superhero movies very much. So, like, I didn't, like... I don't really care if it told like an amazing, a story? Beautiful, like there was a story in there.
It sounds like he had a pretty special and intimate relationship with his hammer, and that losing it was almost comparable to losing a loved one.
Everything that came out of Corey's mouth was fucking pure gold.
I don't know about that.
You were just so wrong.
I don't. And I think it's probably because I was just disappointed in the story that was being told. That
I can't deal with you
that
right now.
I couldn't. God, just, there was there should have been more gravity to the story, and anytime there should have been gravity, there was a cheap joke.
Yeah, I didn't feel and like it needed more gravity. Like it just
there wasn't any gravity.
Like I didn't feel like it needed it. But it was just fun. Like
yeah, this is the appropriate amount of gravity for a Marvel movie.
Tony, you're acting like because Doug.
Gravity, they're none of them are serious.
Who's Doug?
The Doug? He fought the champion. Doug's dead.
Nope, Doug's dead.
Tony's new
other Doug.
New Doug.
I knew Doug.
There are a lot of recurring jokes in this that I fucking loved. The joke where every time Loki shows up, Thor starts throwing things through the TV. He's actually there.
Sure.
What are you doing, Loki? This isn't me. The next time we see Loki, I've been falling for 30 minutes.
Fucking when he walks into Asgard the first time and they're watching that play.
Dude, have you read who the actors are in the play?
No. I recognized them all immediately. It was Matt Damon.
Oh, I recognized Matt Damon, yeah.
Matt Damon,
Sam
Neill was Odin, mm-hmm. And one of the other Hemsworths was Thor.
I didn't recognize the other two either time I watched the movie.
Oh, I did.
I was too busy laughing my fucking ass off because that shit was hysterical.
Build a big ass statue of me with the horns. I'll do that, brother. I'll do that.
It was funny, but I didn't think it was that hysterical. I just didn't.
I was laughing almost the entire fucking time.
Almost the entire time.
Like, it was sick.
Hannah, do you need a new home away from this negativity?
I even watched an interview with Taika, and he's like, yeah, there were some serious moments that I just put jokes in because they got really boring.
Yes. And that disappointed me. That bugged me.
Mm. I mean, they had serious moments. Thor and Loki had a conversation, and Thor was telling Loki that their past split up a long time ago and that Loki was never going to change and blah, blah, blah.
Let's like, do help me.
That was a long, that was serious degrading.
Moment. Not for me.
It was character whiplash for me also. It just, the character was so different.
Of Thor?
Mm-hmm.
And Hulk.
I've never seen the other Thor movies, but I've seen Chris Hemsworth's thing where Thor is like some guy's roommate.
And that's not...
So that's what this felt like to me. And yeah. That's what I wanted.
But that's not what he's ever been. That was a late night TV skit. I mean, it wasn't because it was just a DVD extra. But that's what it felt like. And that's what this felt like. It felt like this wasn't... This felt like a Saturday Night Live skit. Of Thor, yeah. of Thor.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
You rode a hammer? No, I would lie down. The hammer rode you? No, I would spin it and it would lift me off. Oh my god, the hammer threw you off.
Oh, that's not the lines.
No, it was like
the hammer pulled you off.
Pulled you off. Yeah, sorry.
The hammer pulled you off. The reason I love Guardians of the Galaxy was because Guardians was the first Marvel movie that I really felt was introspective enough to make fun of the fact that the movie was not as serious as people were taking the movies. Like, fucking Chris Pratt, like, is that perfect navel-gazing reflection of, like, how seriously people are taking these comic book movies, but, like, they never get the gravity of any situation. Like, even in Civil War, I never feel like there's any sort of high stakes or...
Right.
Like, this is an intense situation. Agree. Like, I never feel like it's an intense situation.
And then they try to fix it by making with power creep, they're like, oh, the planet's in danger, the galaxy's in danger, the universe is in danger. It's like, that's not how you fix this problem. Like, make me feel like something bad could happen.
They don't see it as a problem, though.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
It's not a problem for the audiences.
Because What's-His-Face is coming, and it's going to be a universe-ending...
Thanos.
If we get new Thor in this Thanos movie, I'll be so stoked.
We won't.
If we get new Thor and Chris Pratt double Dutch ruddering.
I have a feeling that by the end of this sequence, we won't have a Thor, we won't have a Captain America, and we won't have an Iron Man anymore. Thor and said, they will be replaced by Falcon, Valkyrie, and probably Ant-Man.
Thor said he left the Avengers because they were too corporate. But then he's also going back to Earth. Because apparently in the Nine Realms, there are only two planets that they want to go to.
Well, I mean, they don't want to go to Svartalfheim. How far do you want to go down this train wreck? Can't go to Elfheim.
Okay.
Can't go to Hell. Actually, All right. Here's the biggest...
viewers?
Here's the biggest complaint I have about this movie.
They didn't call Hell Hell.
They shit all over my Norse mythology, which I love.
Underneath any chat box, do you see the little list icon? Yeah.
This is the only reason I hate streaming.
Because you suck at it.
No.
Because the stream itself becomes part of the content. I fucking hate it. And they shit all over my Norse mythology, which I fucking hated.
Yeah.
The Norse mythology is actually really fucking cool. Hela is Loki's daughter.
There's no mythology to this because they're all just aliens.
I agree.
That doesn't
make any sense.
Because that's not... Being an alien and being a god isn't mutually exclusive.
Yeah, I mean... Did you not see Stargate?
Which one? Just the movie?
I mean, the movie, the 11 series of SG, seasons
not,
of SG-1.
I did not see that.
The subsequent 5 seasons of Atlantis.
I did not see that.
The incredible 2 seasons of Stargate Universe.
I did see those.
Which was canceled so Sci-Fi could rebrand and then release 4 Sharknado movies.
Which
I feel like they
made them more money than...
Which have made them more money. But artistically, at some point, you probably gotta, like, call it in, right? Like,
yeah,
is this what I'm doing with my life artistically?
Which is what it seems like they're doing now.
Oh, get the fuck out.
What?
Oh, wait.
Sci-fi?
Oh, yeah. Sci-fi channel. No. Yeah, no. 100%.
I'm saying that's what Sci-Fi Channel is trying to do now.
They just canceled Dark Matter, which was really good.
I never watched any of it.
Well, don't it's still start
in my,
now.
Oh, okay. It was in my Netflix queue, and I haven't watched it.
It's good.
By the way.
But it doesn't
So matter. Is House of Cards, and I've removed it from my queue.
Episode.
I only watched 2 episodes, but Tony, I haven't watched any more of it.
That's a discussion for a different evening.
It is.
Don't ruin my fucking Thor Ragnarok wank with your serious topics that I don't want to do on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
They're up to Sharknado 5. Just put that out there.
I'm up to Sharknado 5.
Yeah, I'm Sharknadoing 5 in my pants right now.
They also have 2 spinoffs. So,
of course they do. That's what I find more offensive. They got spinoffs.
It bothered me that they called... Hell, Hela for the whole movie.
Because she's Hela.
But her name is Hel, like in mythology.
Yeah, one of the realms is Helheim. It's really frustrating.
Like, I wish they would have just called her Hel, because it was just one of the weird things that bugged me. They're like, they're calling her Hela. I'm like,
but it's Hela.
Isn't she a real character?
It's a comic book character.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, like, what? Like, why? It's like you complaining, why didn't they call Thor Sky?
Dick butt.
Because you literally just decided that Thor's name should be Sky. That's what you just
Thor,
did.
Thor, God of Hammers.
Are you Thor, God of Hammers?
Shit every fucking time.
I wish they didn't. I wish he had changed Thor in that sense. Like, are you Stanley, God of Hammers, or something? Like, some hammer brand?
That would have been good.
Or are you MC, God of Hammers?
Anthony Hopkins is so good. Like, even when he was being Loki at the beginning, he was so good.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I left him right here in this pile of rubble.
Just on the street or in this destroyed building. If they can't see the future, then why are you dressed as a witch?
I loved it when those 2 people came up to get a selfie with Thor, and they were like, I'm sorry about blah, 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 breaking up. It was mutual.
It was a mutual dumping.
Yeah, that's why we won't get the female Thor in the MCU.
Thorina?
No, just Thor.
But Chris, he's already... This guy is already Thor.
Huh?
This guy is already Thor Hemsworth is like he's already Thor.
Yeah, but when if they were to do the Thor the Unworthy story and he gets the hammer taken away, then there have been other people that have taken up the mantle. Because Thor is a mantle, not a person.
Yeah, I know. Lady Thor, yeah, I got it.
What is it that I always say about Scavenger 142?
Drunk.
She's trash.
But she's a drunk trash bitch.
No, that's she's not, just a
that doesn't trash. Start with B.
Were you just sitting here waiting to say that about her? Oh.
Yeah, can we for a second talk about how Jeff Goldblum was flawless?
He was fucking flawless.
He was great.
And I like so how they fucking flawless.
I like how they've made both of the elders so far just be like completely out there. Like both him and Benicio are just insane.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen Jeff Goldblum in a role like this, but like everything he was doing, like his mannerisms, the way he talked, the way he was acting, it was just like all on point. Like from head to toe, his character was just fucking amazing. Like,
oh, he's good. Yeah. He's really have you seen The Fly?
No.
Yeah. He's good. That will show you what you've missed seeing him in, that you saw him here, like you say that he was just you've never seen him this on
in a
point.
Role like this. No, well, I mean, he's a good actor, like
yeah,
but in a role like this specifically, like the character, the type of character
he
was playing,
he becomes a fly in The Fly.
I don't want that.
No,
you kind of do.
You don't think you do until you do. But you and don't. Then about halfway through, you realize. There are parts of it you don't want.
But you get them.
And it's okay. And you're a little grossed out. And you throw up in your mouth just a little bit.
But just a little.
Not all over your arm so it eats it away.
Just a little bit.
That might be a spoiler.
Also, he was really good in the League.
Yes. Yes, he was.
God, yes. That's fine. But as the Grand Master...
He was great.
It's fucking, the chair is rolling around. He's in the middle of the introduction. So then he pulls up that fucking DJ table like goddamn Riley. And he had to shove one of them shit in there.
I liked it when he was talking to people about how old he was and then he just trailed off mid-sentence. And everybody else was like just waiting, like looking around. And then he goes off on his he's like, anywhere else I'd be millions of years old. But here... So anyway, like, what the fuck just happens?
That didn't make a lot of sense though.
Don't interrupt me. She gives him the stick. He's like, "Whoa, he was interrupting." I like that turnaround on crazy superhero villainry.
Yeah, he's like the villain, right? But he's also oddly. Practical, like
he's lawful evil.
Hell is the villain.
Yeah, Hell is the villain.
I mean, he's just an antagonist.
Fair enough. He was a bad person, but he seemed to have like some set of rules for punishment. Like he didn't have the sharks with the laser beams on their heads, but like.
But he did have the gladiatory pit where he was just letting people get murdered.
I don't like that word. Mainframe? No.
No. The S word.
Oh, the prisoners with jobs. No, that's much better.
No, didn't he call them like prisoners with benefits or something like
no,
that?
No, it was with jobs.
So let's talk about the Thor Hulk fight. So have you read anything about this?
What about?
Like the way that they shot the fight?
No.
Okay, so. They've had this problem with the Hulk in battle sequences, because usually what they do is they've got Mark Ruffalo, like, with just some stupid motion capture pack on him.
Right.
And, like, he's just, like, all bulky and whatever. So, like, all the fight sequences with Hulk look all, like, shitty, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So what they did was, to get the ratio right, they got a Mark Ruffalo-sized guy... And then, like, a dude who was 4'2" to do the Thor stuff.
Nice.
So when they did the motion capture, like, the ratio of the fight was actually legit. When the small guy was throwing punches, it was actually hitting on the other guy where the punches would be for Thor to the Hulk. Which is why the Thor-Hulk fight looked really...
It looked good. It was really good.
I mean, the situation was very contrived. But the fight was good.
the situation was contrived, but that's not...
Yeah.
That's not a complaint.
That's not a complaint. The point of this movie was we were going to see fucking Thor and Hulk fight.
Right.
Like, that was the
point. The point of the movie was to get the two of them together. The fight... And otherwise, the fight wouldn't have been as prominently featured in the trailers.
Yeah. The Thor banner banter was...
Yeah.
Fantastic. The Thor Hulk banter was fantastic.
Thor is a dick, and so is Odin.
Thor is a dick.
Thor is the worst.
Thor is the worst. No, I don't like Banner. I prefer you.
Yeah. I may never become Banner again.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a big guy.
But yeah. Yeah, Thor is terrible.
Yeah, no, Thor is awful.
And Odin is even worse.
Yeah, Odin's not good.
Odin Dumbledored all over that story. To all of his children.
I cannot wait for Anna to finish the fucking books so that she can... You know what? That's a different discussion.
I thought she was done.
No, she's like 3 chapters away.
No.
Strongest Avenger. Strongest Avenger! Banner, welcome, Strongest Avenger. Point Break.
Point Break. Yeah,
that was the best.
I didn't understand the Point Break thing.
It's from... It's
a surfing movie.
Well, it was from...
Is that what it was referencing?
I think it was from the first Avengers movie. Because that's what he called him.
Oh, Point Break. Okay.
Because Tony Stark has nicknames for everybody. He doesn't refer to them by their names. Spider-Man's Underoos, and he's Point Break.
It's kind of rude.
Tony Stark is also a dick, yeah. There's a lot of them that are really just dicks.
Did I win? No, I beat you soundly.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, it is.
I'm like a fire. A big raging fire. Or like
water.
Small smoldering fire. Water.
Every fucking scene. Like, the banter was so good.
It really was.
So fucking good.
So one of the things I thought they did really well was they showed attributes of Loki in Thor and Thor in Loki. Like, you could see this. I think this is the first time I felt like in any of the previous interactions with Thor and Loki that you could see how they were brothers. Like, they always said they were brothers, but you could see it. Like, because Thor is being really manipulative through a lot of the movie. And it's like, that's very Loki-ish.
It's very Loki-ish.
And Loki, when he had to, he could fight. He could fight. I loved how he like lost his shit when he saw Hulk came out.
Yeah.
I have to get off this.
Get off this planet.
Where are you going? Sit down. And then the next scene you see is him, like, it's like a 20-foot couch. And Jeff Goldblum is on one side and he's all the way on the other.
Yeah.
Thor's like, the sun is rising, and he's holding his hand out to the Hulk, and then the Hulk smashes him, and Loki's like, that's how it feels!
So, my favorite, one of my favorite scenes in this entire fucking movie is Valkyrie knocks out Loki, takes him back to her apartment. They walk in, and Banner's Banner, and then Loki's like, yeah, I'd just kill you. And then Banner calls the huddle, and he's like, yeah. Like, he just said that he'd just as soon kill all of us. And then Thor's like, oh, yeah, he's just always like that. One time when we were kids, he turned into a snake because he knows I love snakes. So I picked it up, and he turned back into Loki and stabbed me.
That is not at all where I thought this story was going to go. It was so good.
But then it got there, and then it was back in. Yeah. And like, you can just see that, like, the hint of a smile on Loki's face. Oh man, the fucking everything to do with Korg and Meek was just so fucking good. Oh, no, he's dead. I stepped on him. I've just felt so guilty. I've been carrying his corpse around. Oh, Meek, you're alive!
What was the question you had for me again?
And I think that's the last line of the movie.
Yeah.
No, I think the last line is Earth it is, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it was, what planet are you from?
Meek was planning from... Oh, Meek's dead.
Oh. Oh, we haven't talked about Hella. She was all right.
Oh, that thing on her head kept freaking me out, though.
I liked Hella as a character. I liked
Hella, and from somebody who's seen Hella in the comic books, I didn't ever imagine we'd see Hella with her headpiece as it is drawn in the comics.
You got a lot of it.
Yeah.
You got a lot of that headpiece.
Yeah, every fight scene, there was like her...
That's her helmet.
Yeah, it was just freaky as fuck, though. I just like
I was watching it the whole time. I was like, I bet that was not easy to animate.
I just like all the jagged edges and stuff. It just felt...
It's supposed to make you feel like that.
It's intimidating.
It felt... I don't have a good word for it. Like, unnatural and chaotic, I guess.
Disconcerting?
No.
Wait, what are we talking about?
No, actually... the word bonerific?
No. Is there a negative of that?
Yeah, anti-bonerific.
Unbonerific.
Oh, we don't use that, though. Yeah, it's really gross. It's very offensive. So, I love the way that, artistically, the fighting style they gave her, with the just summoning swords and just throwing the swords. I actually thought that was cool visually.
Yeah.
It wasn't just another shitty punching thing. It was flying, stabbing things. I'm on board with that. One of the things that I've loved about the Thor movies, even the ones that have been shitty, is that since Asgard is, a completely made-up place... artistically, they can just do whatever they want with it, completely beyond the bounds of realism, earthly realism. So Asgard is always gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
It made me feel Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy when they're designing those planets. That's what it reminded me of. Because it was just some crazy, luxurious planet that made no sense. I loved it.
Space... Greece.
Yeah.
It almost felt space ancient Greece, futuristic ancient Greece, which is...
Oh, it's not so bad as long as the foundations are fine. We can read them.
it could be a haven for all peoples.
Those foundations
are gone. But there are a couple sequences that are just goddamn gorgeous. The sequence where the Valkyrie attack Hella.
Yeah,
the flashback.
That slow motion sequence there is beautiful. Fucking gorgeous.
When they're riding the Pegasus,
they slow it down. They knew, so they slowed it down. So it was almost like a picture, and then just lingered on it. Oh.
So it was almost like a painting,
So one of the cool things about Valkyrie, the character, is they completely changed her look from the comic book version. The comic book version is tall, statuesque, blue-eyed, blonde-haired,
Norse.
She's Norse. The Valkyrie that we're presented with in this movie is not. Is exactly opposite of that.
She's a black woman.
And she's short. She's not any of those other things.
It's part of the white male genocide.
One of the things that was really cool, though, is... there is a Valkyrie that saves her, that steps in front of the blade when Hela tosses it. That one, the one that saves her, she looks exactly like what is always portrayed as Valkyrie in the comic books. So that was actually really cool.
A callback.
Yeah, it was a nod to that character and the sacrifice that character made. Also, apparently there is a heavy implication that the Valkyrie are bi.
Yeah.
And
I would assume so.
And the loss of the other Valkyrie was more tragic for her because of that. Because there was a romantic partner that was lost in there.
Also. Yeah, that was another thing that
It felt like it was there but not there.
Yeah, it felt like it needed another two sentences for that to actually be a thing.
Yeah.
I think people have read into that, but I don't think there's enough there to...
No. No, you're right. I think, you know, I lost people. Just, you know, any little bit more that she would have said about it would have...
Yeah. They didn't even need dialogue. They could have done it with, one more second.
Holding one of the bodies or something.
Or holding a look, when the other Valkyrie gets killed. If they just gave one more second of that... flashback of her looking grief stricken,
if I'm not mistaken, they were facing each other too, because wasn't the other Valkyrie had her back turned to Hela.
Or, like, they'd done the thing where they jumped forward 10 seconds or whatever, and they're both, like, the one that just got stabbed, like, she's on top of her,
mm-hmm.
and their, like, cheeks are right next to each other or something like that. I could have seen that as a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get Taika on the line. Yeah, just get him on the line. Just tell him to pull the movie out of theaters. Let's just fix this real quick. We'll just put it back out there.
Patch it.
Yeah, just hot fix. I mean,
it's all digital anyway.
Yeah.
Just send the DLC out to everyone. Update their Thor.
We had a discussion about that a couple of years ago.
Valkyrie's hungering for that Hulk dick.
Well, yeah. Isn't everybody?
No.
Do I know you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
No.
I feel like I know you.
This is who I am. Splat.
They held that shot for so long, too.
the dog stops.
Smells him. No, he dead. Keep moving.
Alright. We just have to let him destroy Asgard and not interfere in the fucking Hulk.
Hulk, you idiot.
Hulk, no. Hulk, no smash.
Hulk smash.
Hulk smash.
Like no. A fucking petulant child. I loved what they did with the Hulk. I loved what they did with Banner. I loved everything about it.
Banner is
Hulk
looked
so much more like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah,
this time around
he did
like so much more. They've really got that look down.
Well, the animation. I read about this too. They had to because like people actually interact with him.
Yeah,
like in previous movies, it's always been he's jumping around doing shit. And he's not really talking to anybody, but like he's actually a character in this movie.
Yeah, he had a lot more dialogue as Hulk.
Yeah, he had dialogue.
Right. Well, yeah.
And this is the first time that Lou Ferrigno hasn't voiced him. That's a little bit for you.
Oh yeah.
Now it's all Mark Ruffalo.
Lou Ferrigno,
who I hate.
All right.
You hate Ruffalo?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like his face.
I like Mark Ruffalo.
So do I.
Ugh.
And as a person,
he's a great Banner. He is a really good Banner.
Ugh. This is the first time I've seen Banner that I've liked him.
I believe Mark Ruffalo as the scientist Banner. There are some people where they're like, I don't believe they have the intelligence that the character is supposed to have. I believe that Mark Ruffalo has that. You know, he portrays intelligence well.
He does. I totally get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying.
Is that before they entered the devil's anus? For the record, I did not know it was called that before I said we should enter it.
Mark Ruffalo is a really fucking good dude, too. Just like in life.
No, fuck that.
No, he's like amazing.
If you have sent me another picture of your dick,
I sent you
it'll
something
be another Wednesday night.
Far better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I read this. I haven't gotten there yet, Alex.
Okay.
Do you want to just go ahead and give the trivia for this movie you've never seen before?
This is your thing. I just wanted to make sure you were aware of it.
Oh, I knew.
Talk about it.
Taika says that this movie is an homage to classic 80s adventures like Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. There's even like specific movies, music sequences where like they've just started traveling that are like 80s synth things directly from Big Trouble in Little China. It's
well, they weren't directly from. They were...
No, directly from.
Fabricated by...
No, directly from. The movie's playing in the background. Just... Like in the back, like on a monitor in the background. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Prove me wrong.
I already did.
I've made the claim.
One thing I was disappointed about.
Oh, no. Another one thing, additional thing.
Another thing I was disappointed about was I felt they could have used, like they could have doubled down on the Led Zeppelin because there's a lot more Led Zeppelin that is thematically appropriate to adventure and Asgard. And I just thought it would have been cool if they would have doubled down on it. Instead of playing Immigrant Song twice, they could have doubled down and played other stuff also.
You want to know... Well, we're talking about disappointments. Do you want to know the one thing that I was disappointed in?
Tony's opinion of the movie?
When they got in that spaceship that the Grandmaster used for orgies and stuff, there was a door behind them.
That never opened.
I wanted that fucking door to open and just be like the weirdest sex shit hanging from the
ceiling. It's not even a birthday! Not even obvious sex shit. Yeah. Just like
weird stuff.
Just weird things.
Yeah.
Like there's just
like a baster.
Like a giant inflatable duck. Like
Yeah. See?
A giant inflatable, like, Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Like an owlbear is back there putting lotion on, looking confused.
Yes. Or the fucking cape from Doctor Strange.
Like, there's so much shit. Like, I just wanted, like, as soon as he said don't touch anything, I just wanted that door to open and then just stop. The weirdest shit to be back there. That was the only disappointment I had.
This has got
to
have weapons on it.
It's my birthday! Is he fucking back at that mixing table?
That was kind of cool how they utilized that, though. It's like, so they're like, oh, it has to have weapons on it. No, it doesn't. It's like it's a pleasure cruiser. Like, literally, it's just used for fucking.
Fireworks!
And then, yeah, but she utilizes a portion of it to escape. I thought that was pretty cool.
I guess I could go out there and help her. That was good. I like that whole sequence when they were escaping and the two of them were just jumping around, knocking ships down.
The whole scene, I was laughing because of how fucking fragile these ships that are designed to go through space are. Like, Thor rips off a sheet panel and then it catches on fire and then just jumps onto the next one and, like, punches the wing and then it explodes and jumps to the next one. I'm like, what the fuck are these made out of? Are they, like... Are these the Pontiac Fieros of space travel? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Fill out a Fiero.
Can we talk for a second about Carl Urban?
Yeah, we can. You know how much I love him?
Oh, I do too.
That guy's so good.
Like, I was looking at him, the first, like, two scenes I saw him, and I was like, that looks like Carl Urban. I don't know. His face looks rounder than I'm used to.
Yeah.
No, but that's Carl Urban.
Scourge. Des and Troy. That fucking opening thing with, like, the dragon head just slowly sliding across the room.
The girl's freaking out and leaving.
Rolls up.
Thanks for showing up and trashing my workplace.
He's like, wait, I'm supposed to announce you.
He's up.
Like 20 minutes later.
You had one job.
I really like Scourge.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked his story through the whole movie.
Yeah.
I think he played him well.
Yeah.
What's funny is, like, he didn't have to be, like, he doesn't really add much to the movie, but it was an interesting, like, it was an interesting little story all in itself, like, watching him.
I mean, he doesn't add much, but he gives Hela somebody to talk to.
Right.
Because otherwise she'd just be wandering around killing people and not saying anything.
And I mean, they could have done that and it would have been lesser for it, but
yeah, but
it's not impossible for them to
But giving him a whole story inside that also was really good.
Yeah, like he could have literally just become a traitor and then nothing else. Like,
I don't know.
But he had a redemption story.
I loved Hela's job offer to him. You're gonna be an executioner. You don't just execute people. You execute the leader's dream, mostly by executing people.
Yeah, that's what I think his greatest strength in the movie was, though. Like, everybody else was having fun with their characters, but Cate Blanchett doesn't have any, like, opportunity to do that except with him, because she doesn't banter with anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying that they didn't have to do that. They could have just not given a fuck about her character, which is probably to... what's his face's benefit? The director.
Taika.
Yeah, he was probably like, yeah, she needs something.
Scourge, tell me about yourself. Well, I'm the son of a stonemason. Let me stop you there. Tony, you're just wrong.
I liked the movie.
No, you didn't, Tony.
I did like the movie.
If you didn't like it as much as I did, you don't like it, and I hate you.
This is fucking Watchmen all over again.
It is Watchmen all over again. You remember how wrong you were about Watchmen?
I loved Watchmen. I still do. I just thought it was flawed.
Wrong.
And I still do.
Wrong. I can't even stop it now, Tony. Just wrong.
I can't wait to see what Lindelof does with Watchmen.
I can.
Like, I have to, so.
We'll see. Maybe I'll be dead by then.
Oh, this is going to start again.
Yeah. Yeah. Thor Ragnarok's going to fucking kill me with how much it slayed. Tony, what have I not talked about with this movie? Doctor Strange was alright.
They kind of had to put him in there.
Yeah, because he was in the teaser.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so having Doctor Strange in there was... It felt odd at first, but it seemed...
Strange?
Yeah, it felt strange at first. But then, like, seeing, like, how he was like, yeah, so I have a short list of people that can destroy the planet, and your brother's towards the top. So what's going on?
Should we keep an eye on that?
That teaser that they gave us at the beginning of Doctor Strange, or at the end of Doctor Strange, was such a bait and switch for what they actually did in this movie.
Yeah. I don't remember.
It was like an interview is what it seemed like it was.
It was like, I'm here looking for my brother. And it was just the gag with him drinking out of the mug. I mean, that was the bulk of it.
It was almost that whole clip, like right there where they're just sitting there.
Yeah,
it was
like smack dab in the middle of it. Yeah, yeah. It was.
Yeah,
it was only like 45 seconds long, if that, in the Doctor Strange side.
Yeah,
it felt like a weird piece to, felt like a weird piece to have,
like
a weird cut of that.
Yeah, and anyway, like the implication you got from it was that Thor willingly came to him
looking for
Loki. Like he doesn't know where in the universe Loki is, and he hasn't seen him for some time. And I'm on a quest to find Loki. Like that, in that few seconds, that was kind of the implication you got.
That was on you. You.
I did
gleaned that implication out of it.
I did, but that was kind of what they gave me.
Well, I
didn't care to see any more of Doctor Strange in this movie.
Yeah,
I didn't mind Doctor Strange in the movie, and I didn't mind the character in this movie, but I didn't need any more of him than I got.
Yeah.
It seemed like Doctor Strange got way more powerful from when the end of the Doctor Strange movie to now.
I mean,
did he?
The teleportation at will thing.
He was doing that in the movie.
He's also a Time Lord. Like,
I mean, isn't everybody though?
Yeah, the implication is though that he can go to a pocket dimension outside of time and do whatever he wants during that period of time and come back 10 seconds after he left. So he can be gone for 6 months training, come back, and it's just a few seconds later. Doctor Strange is very overpowered for
They did that in Dragon Ball Z.
Get the fuck out of here. But then you have to see Master Popo.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I know. I know. Well, so in short, this is probably the best Marvel movie. I just made the decision.
I can't.
What else is on the list?
I can't put it above
the short list.
Guardians.
Above either Guardians
movies. Yeah, I agree.
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
I've never seen Winter Soldier.
That's
the Guardians, top three. For me, the Guardians movies are the most entertaining, and Winter Soldier is the best movie.
For me, this goes Deadpool, then.
Deadpool's not part of the MCU.
What?
Deadpool's not part of Marvel the MCU. Universe.
Deadpool's not part of Marvel, but he's part
MCU.
Of X-Men.
Yeah. Marvel Cinematic Universe.
All the X-Men characters are owned by Fox.
Well, we'll see.
There was a big Marvel logo at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Because they have to. But it's not it's not Marvel Studios.
All right. It's not the Marvel Cinematic Universe either, which is all these fucking movies we've been watching that are allegedly getting to a goddamn point, but are probably not getting to a fucking point.
They're supposed to be getting to a point in...
Isn't the final point 2019?
2019? I thought Infinity War came out next.
No.
That's what the teaser trailer was for.
Nope. Black Panther comes out next.
Black Panther.
Then Infinity War. Then Ant-Man and the Wasp. Then Ms. Marvel.
Then we're gonna reboot.
Then...
Oh, so many Another Avengers Thor movie exactly 4. Like this?
Nope. Then Avengers 4,
Another Guardians
which has not though. Been titled yet. Then the Spider-Man Homecoming
sequel,
which they're saying is going to end this sequence of movies. That's going to bring the MCU to a stopping point.
With Spider-Man?
That's what they're saying. But it's probably going to be an epilogue to whatever happens in Avengers 4. Because I have a feeling what's going to happen in Avengers 4 is that's where we're actually going to have some major character deaths. That's where they're going to have to...
Contracts are running out.
Contracts are running out, and these guys are not getting any younger.
I hope Iron Man is the one who dies.
Iron Man will definitely die.
I have a feeling Captain America is going to die.
Captain America will also die.
Okay.
What about the rest?
I accept
will the rest also die?
Probably not.
It wouldn't surprise me if Thor goes off to become Odin.
Hawkeye could die.
Easily die.
He shoots bows and
arrows. Very well.
No, he shoots arrows.
He shoots arrows with bows.
He
has a bow that shoots bows. Yeah, I take that back. If those bows shoot arrows, if he shot bows, that would be much more impressive. Then he could be a superhero.
He actually is a superhero.
I never miss
He's got enhanced vision.
Okay.
Never misses.
So yeah. Do I. I put my contacts in every morning just like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. They actually showed it in one of the Avengers movies for a moment. Like that he could see. Like,
I see better like, from up here.
I mean, he shot backwards.
Yeah.
Through time.
What?
Don't we all?
He shoots backwards at Loki. Never mind.
I don't remember.
Is there more Loki in the other Thor movies?
The first one.
Yeah. Okay.
Not in Dark World.
Not enough to go back and watch.
Okay.
The other two Thor movies are dreadful.
Are they really?
This movie is nothing like the first two. Nothing like the first two.
I'm still in any watch way, them and shape, want or form. To be.
You are. You're going to start watching and you're like, when does the fun start? It doesn't start.
If you want the real spiral, watch the first Thor movie, then watch Dark World.
It's dark.
Why would you watch the second one and then the first one, Tony?
Because they don't matter. The order doesn't
matter because they're stupid.
The order doesn't matter. And Thor Dark World is not
just
good.
Just a turd.
It is not
good. It's the dark turd. It's like that black tar turd.
What's on the other side of Asgard? Greed.
What?
Asgard is flat.
Yeah, there's nothing on the other side.
It's just out in space.
Yeah.
What? It looked like there was a city or something on the other side.
It's just floating in space.
What was the name of that thing they shot at things? That they shot, like, to transport people?
The Bifrost?
Yeah.
The Rainbow Bridge?
The Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that...
Bifrost.
The Bifrost is the Rainbow Bridge.
As soon as I saw that Mario Kart music started playing in
my
head. Wow. When they started playing Pure Imagination... He's gonna... That was good.
The exposition there was really good. Oh, Lord of Thunder. Sparkles. Oh, goosebumps.
Jeff Goldblum was so good.
He was so fucking good. Oh, I'm stepping in it.
I pardon you. I pardon you from living.
Was that his name, Marco? And wasn't that like his cousin or something like that he mentioned in the movie? It was
Carlo.
Oh, cousin Carlo. Oh, cousin Carlo.
I do wish that they had, and maybe I missed it because I was laughing the entire movie. Like as soon as it started until the very end, I just was laughing. I kind of missed some closure with, is her name Valkyrie in this movie?
She didn't have a name.
He just called her.
Oh, she's by a number.
She's the
142 or something.
142, yeah.
142. I wish that there had been more. Have you been just waiting to call her that?
Drunk.
I wish that there had been more closure with that character. Like a redemption moment. Kind of like Scourge got, like when he sacrificed himself to save the people. Like, I didn't feel like she got that closure moment fighting Hela.
Well, I mean, the only kind of closure you get from fighting Hela at that point would just be to have her also sacrifice herself in some way.
No, yeah. But there could have been a moment of tension or drama between them that I didn't think.
I did like the resolution that was, we don't actually beat Hela.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which...
That was... I thought that was actually another good thing that has come out of... Doctor Strange, like they didn't just
beat them.
Yeah, just physically beat on the big bad thing. Like they tried, then it was like, yeah, this isn't gonna work. We need to, like, our win condition is escaping alive.
Yeah, we need to think of something else.
Yeah,
it was a little disappointing that it wasn't Loki that thought of that to do it that way. Like it seemed like it could have come more naturally out of
it. But Loki didn't have the prophecy. He wasn't the one having the dreams.
That's true.
Yeah, and he wasn't also the guy in the beginning that was there with Surtur.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to destroy Asgard.
Yeah, I'm going to do this thing.
I'm going to do this fucking thing.
Hey, we're going to get out of here. You guys want to come with?
Hey, man, we're going to steal this big ship. You want to come with?
Seems like you guys need leadership. Oh, thanks.
Hey, just man. It's like a weird circle.
It's like a circle.
But like a weird circle. Get out of here, ghost!
That
piece starts falling apart. Oh, there goes another piece. Fucking.
Bye, new Doug. God damn it. Every time that guy. Every fucking time.
This is Meeks. He's got knives for hands.
What, is that some sort of protoplasm or eggs or.
You, want these three pointy sticks? Because it's not really cool.
If, you come across some vampires who are huddled close together. Oh, come on, guys! Clean your weapons! There's still hair on this one!
Every time he fucking opens, it was just. Oh, it's so good.
Oh.
I just loved all the, like, awkwardness, like, just humanity, like.
Of what? What are you talking about?
Of, like, all the awkward conversations. Hang on, coming around. Coming back around.
Oh my god,
I really, like, thought we were connecting there.
I just love, like, the awkwardness, like, because real life is just so fucking awkward, at least for me, with, like, every social interaction, and then seeing it in this movie just makes it great.
Also, like, I'm saying, like, that's, if you watch What We Do in Shadows, like, it's that same type of humor.
Yeah.
That, like, it has, like, a really raw feel to it.
It's not like all the other superhero movies where they're, like, giving a speech that seems to have been written by, like, professional presidential speechwriters and shit. It's like, in this movie, it's like...
Yeah, but everything that comes out of Captain America's mouth should sound like that.
But it, like, it...
Yeah, but like, that's why he sucks.
So, he doesn't. So where is this crown? It's right here. Oh, I thought that was just, like, a really fancy eyebrow. So what you're saying is I just need to take that off your head. And then everything's cool. And he's, like, waiting for his hammer. He's like, I'm sorry. I
timed this wrong. The fact that he pulls the hammer and Doctor Strange is pleased.
Your umbrella?
Oh, I did like that fucking scene when Hella shows up and, like, he smashes his hammer on the ground and then he's fucking Thor. Oh, I did like that.
When they change.
Yeah, the visuals on that were really good.
I liked the sequence when he was fighting the dragon and he just drops the hammer in its mouth and it's just holding it in place. It was like, that was good. That was just a really well thought out. Somebody was thinking.
Yeah.
It showed Thor more strategic than just a hammer.
Than you've ever seen Thor before? So you mean, like, the character has evolved over the course of these movies that you've watched, and you're seeing the result of him traipsing around the galaxy looking for these Infinity Stones and not finding them? This is just from the opening monologue.
Yeah, I know. I did like...
Oh, no, Thor's in a cage.
I did like how they pitched out the fact that the Infinity Gauntlet that we saw...
Fake.
Like, that was good. That was good because we saw the Infinity Gauntlet, which is supposedly what Thanos is looking for, and we know that it shows the stones in it.
Yeah,
but we've also seen through the course of all these other movies that those aren't really the stones. So they just walk in like fake, good.
Yeah,
let's erase this problem that we've got right from the continuity.
Yeah, this and thing move we on. Created by accident.
That reminds me, the very beginning scene in the cage. This is actually my second disappointment with this film. When Thor was talking to the skeleton, I wish Thor's foot would have been, like, making the skeleton move to talk back to him a little bit.
How did you get in the cage? Oh, let me tell you. Very heroically.
I like the new look of Thor after the movie, when the movie ends.
With
the eye and the haircut. Like,
it's
the battle scarred gonna Thor. Be a new look, or because I thought the haircut was just like a gladiator thing.
I hope the haircut's a new thing. I hope they do.
Yeah,
it's a haircut.
That scraggly ass hair he had before though needed cut.
Please don't cut my hair. No.
Did it?
It did. It was scraggly looking. It wasn't. It wasn't luxurious.
Was it?
It was. It was especially scraggly at the beginning of this movie.
What the devil's anus. Are we talking about my hair now?
Okay.
Because all I'm hearing is luxurious.
It wasn't.
Well, I heard luxurious from someone.
I said it wasn't luxurious.
Well, all I heard was luxurious.
I also wasn't talking about your hair.
I find that hard to believe.
It wasn't luxurious and needed cut. I wasn't talking about your hair.
Wow. Wow. What about that weird interaction between Thor and 142? That was her name. When he's like getting his weapons and she's like behind the bars, like drinking. He's like, oh yeah, I
wanted to be a Valkyrie.
Until I found out that they're all women.
I love women. Not in a creepy way. It's about time.
She was a really good, interesting character. Like, she was rough and she was drinking all the time. And
you have it until just... I finish this.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so, whoa, what?
Like, I think that was part of my disappointment also, though, because, like, they had this interesting character they introduced, and then it was like, oh, here's your old costume again. Once she puts the old costume back on, her whole backstory just vanishes.
I didn't see it as that. I thought her as dealing with something that...
Well, she starts calling, what's his name? She starts calling Thor your majesty.
Yeah, that bothered me. I thought she did it sarcastically at first, but I think she did it again.
No, as soon as she put the costume on, she changed her demeanor, which I hope isn't the case going forward. I assume we're going to see her again.
Probably not.
Oh, I have a feeling we will.
Yeah. I mean, why...
If we see Thor...
She'd already been pledged to the throne, and if she was going to go back to honor that, why would that be weird?
What?
What does she have to honor? Like, she's a whole new person now. Like, she doesn't have to go back to being formal, and she can still be by Thor's side and, like, be of use to him without like, going back to the fealty of
being a Valkyrie. I think that's already kind of passed.
What do you mean?
Like, so no, they call him the king anyway at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But that doesn't mean that she has to go back to being what the Valkyrie was, which is, you know, somebody who just blindly follows orders. She can still be like that, like saucy, smartass, you know.
Wait, no, go on. Sorry, yeah. I said that.
The problem is her name is also the collective noun for that group of people.
Is it her name, or have we just been calling her that?
No, they have established no other name for her.
Yeah. Except 142.
Okay, good. Let's just call her by a number then.
I'm gonna look it up.
It was SR142.
Yeah, but it doesn't, like, what I'm saying is what you're saying doesn't matter to me. Like, it would still be more interesting to have her keep that, the part of her that became rough after years and years of being drunk. What?
Drunk.
I would look it up on IMDb to see what they list the character as.
They call her Valkyrie.
That sucks.
Because that's the comic book character name.
That's fine. I asked you guys what her name was earlier and you...
I can't tell you because I don't know.
In the comic book, her name was Brunhilde.
Brunhilde. They should have gone with that.
No, I'm... Like, I didn't know what they had called her in the movie and when I asked.
Scrapper 142.
Yes. As far as I know, they didn't... She never gave a name.
Look on the screen. It's right there. Tessa Thompson appears as Valkyrie in Thor Ragnarok. In flashback, she is seen being saved by a fellow Valkyrie that resembles her comic book counterpart more closely. Her entire fleet was wiped out by Hela, and she ended up on Sakaar, where she became one of Grandmaster's primary warriors under the name Scrapper 142, and befriends Hulk, who had also traveled there. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Thompson will reprise the role in Avengers Infinity War.
I love what I'm hearing.
Dicks and butts. So,
she's billed as Valkyrie on IMDb too. So
yeah. I just realized something that just bugged me. Wasn't one of the Infinity Stones in the vault?
The Cosmic Cube was in the vault.
Is that an Infinity Stone?
I don't think so. I don't know how the MCU is treating it, but in the
but you
in
know what happened to it, terms, right?
They called it a Tesseract, right?
You know what happened to it, right?
Yeah, Loki walked with it.
Loki had it?
Loki took it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Loki
they didn't show him taking it.
He gave that thing a seriously long side eye.
Yeah, he went to go throw the helm in the eternal flame, and he paused for a very long time looking at that cube.
He gave that cube sex eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I saw
that. He fucked
that
cube with his eyes.
That cube became erect.
By the way, Infinity War comes out in April.
I think it came out over the summer.
April 1st.
Really? April Fool's Day is when it comes out?
It seems like you're going to go to a movie theater and they're just going to be showing Meat Spin.
That sounds right, because
Infinity Marvel... War is scheduled to be released in the United States on May 4th, 2018.
Yeah.
The sequel is May 3rd, 2019.
Right, that's what I said. But they haven't named it yet.
Man, this fucking shit.
I said Avengers 4 is coming out in 2019.
I gotta go, Tony.
But hey, in a week and a half.
I haven't bought tickets yet.
Neither have I.
I have tickets for Star Wars, but not
yet. I don't have tickets for either one yet.
Jesus,
Tony. I am so happy that our theater now, I can buy my seats.
Oh my god, Tony! I told this guy! I'm not sure if I understand what you're saying. What is there not... In the database, under the models, sublocation is pointing to location and not to sublocation. All right, well, fix it. Like, obviously, that's just a mistake. Just fix it.
Yeah.
Like, I just look at it, and if you can't intuit that sublocation is supposed to be the sublocation and not the location, what the fuck, man?
You got some woe workers.
I could not fucking... I'm going to have to do something.
You need to. You need to soon.
Oh my god, he's sent a screenshot, and he has circled it and added text to it that says, confusing.
Screenshot of what?
Of the code.
Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
I hate this person. I hate this I fucking hate.
I can move stuff around?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be, is there a way to... Like, can you shrink this page? Because it would be...
There we go.
You can collapse things, like...
Oh, I can't read it now.
You can make it bigger, that's fine.
Oh, shit.
It's just that we couldn't see... Like, we probably don't even need... We don't need the vodcast thing. We don't need announcements.
I'll figure it out. Another time.
Yeah, that's fine.
I also need to figure out...
So this is the best Marvel movie.
I heard that from somewhere.
Yeah, me too.
That's popular going around right now.
The Guardians movies are still better for me.
Well, I mean, Tony, you can be wrong about everything.
I mean, the Guardians movies have Chris Pratt. I'm like, that's hard to get done with.
Except Jeff Very Goldblum hard. Makes a pretty good fucking run.
Yeah, he do.
It's my birthday. Is it another fucking mixing table?
She sets the fireworks off again when she crashes on the Rainbow Road.
Yeah, but they don't have that moment. When fucking Kurt Russell says, "I killed your mom."
Yeah, I don't want that.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I do. I want that. I want that an emotional whole fighting investment.
Sequence where
I want an emotional
it's a
investment.
Fight on either side of the refugees, and Hulk is fighting the wolf like in the water. That whole sequence was beautiful. Without it was a huge major fighting sequence that lacked the. I don't know how to describe it, the power creep that the other Marvel movies have, where it's just they're destroying as much infrastructure as non-humanly fucking possible.
Okay, so why are the Asgardians not powerful? Why are they not fighters?
Why would they?
Some of them
why
are.
Wouldn't they be?
But Thor and Odin are gods.
The Valkyrie is not a god.
But she was
a... She's a Valkyrie.
But she was fighting, like, toe-to-toe with Thor.
When does she fight toe-to-toe with Thor?
I mean, she captures him when she's drunk out of her fucking
mind. She puts the thing on him.
She doesn't capture him. He was already in a net.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she put the thing on his neck.
So he was already captured in a net.
He's not invincible. Like,
he's the god of hammers.
He doesn't have his hammer.
Yeah, he doesn't have a hammer.
I forgot he lost a meta point.
Lord of Thunder.
Lord of Thunder. God of the Lord of Thunder.
God of Hammers.
Watch out for sparks. I didn't think that they needed to be able to fight. As some of them could fight.
Some of them could. I just didn't understand why they weren't fighting. They're about to die.
No, here's the real problem with the scene that I don't really know why you haven't brought this problem up yet. Why are they on the bridge? They shouldn't be on the bridge. Heimdall can see literally everything.
Right.
How does Heimdall not see this?
There's a lot of things Heimdall doesn't see coming.
Yeah. That's the problem with being able to see everything.
Yeah.
It's too hard to see the plot holes.
Yeah, it's too much of an OP power for people to not pick that apart.
But he has to be looking.
We're here. Yeah, I saw you coming.
Yeah.
And of course you did. I liked Loki in this movie.
I did too.
I found him tedious in a lot of the other movies, but I thought he was really good in this one.
Loki was really good, and Tom Hiddleston was really great playing him.
Yeah, the non-scripted dialogue really played well to the fact that Chris Hemsworth, Hids, and Mark Ruffalo are all just, like, funny people.
Yeah.
Like, they have good comedic timing.
They're not just funny people, but at this point in the game, how often have they worked with each other?
And they, you know, they understand their characters pretty well.
They know them for
years at this point.
They know their characters. They know each other.
Biblically.
It's demeaning. Not to me.
When they're on the bridge, funny.
Well, I'm not doing help me. The way Hiddleston does subtle is really good.
Like, and it's perfect for Loki. Like, the character of Loki.
He was better doing it this time than he has been in the past, though. He tends to do the like the way he casually walked by and gave that cube the sex eye, it would have been ooh in a previous movie. It would have been over the top hand-wringing villainry as he walked past it to let you know he was gonna take it. Or he would have reached out for it or something. Yeah. I mean, it would have just been not
subtle. Don't you, that isn't really like necessarily an actor's choice. That would be direction.
I think that the director, I don't know if it was Hiddleston's acting that he just let him act.
Yeah, he just let him
or if he instructed him to play it more subtle. Either way, whoever's decision that was, it was the right decision.
Yeah.
That fucking sequence with Thor's in the chair. It's like, I don't know this guy. He's my brother. Adopted.
Yeah, you two have some things to work out.
I can do it in 12 hours. I can do it in two.
I can do it in one. I don't care. Just
do it.
Someone go do it. Tony, I don't have any more to say about this movie, but I'm probably going to see it again in the theater.
I would like to see it again as well. I thought about seeing it again today before we did the podcast, but
I had dreams about that.
I really fucking liked it.
Seeing it again.
We have two movie tickets that my mother gave us for Christmas that we never used.
Oh, this is what happened to me on Thursday when I went to go see it. So I got tickets for like this 10 o'clock show or something. And it was like 10 o'clock in the recliners and it was 3D and I'm like, I gotta see it tonight, otherwise whatever. So I go there, and so for the first 10 minutes the movie is not in 3D. Like, everyone else is wearing their glasses and like I just hadn't put mine on, and I'm like, the movie's not in 3D, I'm not putting these fucking glasses on because they're awkward and they like they never fit right. So they stop the movie, the guy comes out, he's like, we realize we haven't played the movie in 3D, so we're gonna start the movie over again and we're gonna put it in 3D. Okay, so like another 2 minutes goes by, the screen's black, then they start the movie again, it's not in 3D. And they just keep playing it, and I'm like, alright. Another 5 minutes go by, they stop it, and they're like, the 3D is broken, we're just gonna continue from the beginning this movie. And I was like, you can't continue from the beginning.
You don't continue from the
beginning. So then they just gave everybody free tickets, and then just played the rest of the movie. So I got a free ticket to the movie. Yeah.
That's
for
hot.
The version of the movie I didn't want to see. So I was actually kind of crushing it on Thursday. Jackson Galaxy, then a free movie.
So what? I don't understand going to see Jackson Galaxy.
He's the best cat behaviorist in the world.
Okay, but what? Like, does he do a stand-up routine? Or like, I don't understand. I don't understand what you're going to see.
Part of his book tour.
Okay.
So he gave a talk.
Okay. I didn't know. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, no, he gave a 45-minute talk about cats.
I gotta be honest. Every time you said Jackson Galaxy, I thought that was like a mall or a place that I'd never been to before. I didn't know this was a dude's name.
He's a musician by day, cat behaviorist by night.
I mean, I'm good for him. I was just talking about my ignorance.
His new book is Total Cat Mojo. It's very good.
Not going to read it.
Is there a way that I can behave around cats where my allergies don't have problems?
No.
Okay, that's...
But he addresses asshole cat ways to fix that kind of behavior. There's a lot of behavior analysis and correction for cats.
Okay. Do you invite him to move in with you?
No. Oh, okay. I didn't even stay for him to sign the book because I didn't want to do that.
It's okay. We apparently went to Neil deGrasse Tyson's book tour without knowing it, left without the book.
Were we supposed to get a book?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to read it anyway.
I would have liked it.
Yeah, I would have liked the book. I thought they were selling the books. I didn't know it was included with the ticket price.
Except on each ticket it said book included or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't read those.
I didn't read the ticket, no.
What happened was they gave me the tickets at the box office and then we went to our seats.
Yeah, I was so worried we were going to be late because we couldn't.
The ticketing thing was so weird. Do you remember? They were like, A through G over here.
Yeah.
And like, it just took forever.
M through Z over here. What about the ones in the, like, it's not us. But what about the ones in the middle? No.
They've been selected.
Rough.
To not.
Yeah.
Just not.
They all volunteered as tribute. They're all dead now. Haymitch is drinking in the corner. Tony, I would watch this movie 100 times.
Oh my god, yeah.
So that no one would ever watch the Dark Tower movie.
That's not really a punishment for you, though.
No, but it's also not a punishment for everybody else, either. Everybody else makes out.
So this is a non-zero sum game.
Yeah. Every time you think about watching the Dark Tower movie, just go see Thor Ragnarok instead.
Nice.
I didn't like that they brought Fenris into it.
Why?
Just shitting all over the mythology that I love.
How did this shit on the mythology?
Fenrir is the wolf. So Loki starts Ragnarok. Actually, Hela starts Ragnarok, right? Well, Fenrir rolls into Asgard and he's gonna fuck shit up. But Thor dies killing Fenrir. Like, that's just part of the mythology.
In the real mythology.
In the real mythology.
Real mythology. Just so we're clear.
By the way,
I mean, there's a real mythology versus Marvel Universe.
In the real mythology.
Wink mythology.
The reason that Loki wants to start Ragnarok is because he's been imprisoned with this cave. And they've just got like this viper like positioned above him. And the viper's dripping venom into his eyes for like hundreds of years. And he finally gets out. He's like, fuck this. Let me roll up with my daughter.
I can't say that I blame him.
Yeah, I might start Ragnarok too.
And everybody gets into a big fight. A lot of people die. It's a whole saucy situation.
I mean,
and there are witches.
It is neither Ragnarok left of Asgard after.
I'm trying to think of what to compare it to. Like the in, the fucking, what's the other one? The DC universe. They use Greek mythology. I'm trying to remember if
Marvel also has Hercules.
Well, okay, but that's fine. But like, as far as the movies we've seen, like. Like, I'm trying to think if I remember thinking, oh, that's not... Because I know way more about Greek mythology than I do about Norse mythology. I don't remember.
Yeah, they establish in about the first minute and a half of Thor that this is not Norse mythology.
Yeah, no.
It pulls heavily from it, but that's about it. Like, it is heavily inspired.
Well, and I think
a lot of names.
The implication is that at some point the ancient humans interacted with Asgardians.
Got it.
And the things that they experienced may or may not have happened. And then the Asgardians went back to Asgard, stayed away from Midgard.
Well, I mean, Odin has to come to conquer Midgard as one of the 9 realms that he controls at some point.
Right.
Yeah, the mythology is actually a poor representation of the fact of the reality. Of the history. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And that explains away people who get all bent out of shape about the mythology.
I'm not getting all bent out of shape about it. I just love the mythology. Because the mythology is cool.
It is fun.
I used to be able to name the 9 realms, but now I can't. I'm getting old and fat. So it's Asgard. It's Midgard. It's Alfheim, Svartalfheim.
Boobgard, Tidgard,
Jotunheim. Yeah, that's the giants.
Noseguard,
Scotchguard.
Helheim. There's the fire planet. It's not Fireheim.
Magma Guard.
Fucking Charmin, the original Asgardians.
Tony, I'm busy over here. I'm naming nine realms.
I kind of wanted to see...
Now you're looking them up.
Now
I would have liked to see, like, when they were out in space. So I find it really interesting, this thought of, like, the civilization, which kind of sort of resembles, like, an ancient futuristic civilization to us. Like, that was, like I said before, that was really interesting to me. But then to have them transplanted from their city to, like, space, so they're now a spacefaring people.
Yeah, somebody referred to this as Battlethor Galactica. The ending sequence is Battlethor Galactica. And I was like, God damn it. I wish I would have thought of that. That was so good.
Really close to the end of Battlestar Galactica. I'm missing Niflheim and
Niflheim.
Muspelheim.
I'm not missing those.
And then Vanaheim.
Muspelheim.
Muspelheim is where the dude bros live. That's where Surtur is. Muspelheim, because that's like the fire. That's the
the dude he kills in the beginning.
Yeah. I was reading an article and where somebody was talking about Surtur. Swear to God, they spelled the name three different ways in the course of the article.
Yeah, oh, it's very unclear what the guy's name actually is. What I saw it written down the first time.
E's, and it's like what?
Yeah,
we don't know where to put the U's and where to put the E's.
It's Norse. Just put a lot of characters in there.
Everything's a U.
You. Well, it's,
or a Y.
It's not just that, though. You also have to have those special characters that aren't actually used in any other language, but are for some reason part of the Unicode set. So, like, just start sticking those weird Ys and hooked X characters all over the place.
Yeah.
And we'll call it good.
Yeah. I don't know of any language that actually uses a Y over, or an umlaut over a Y, but Queensryche, when they spell their name, they do, and it's in the Unicode set. I don't know. I don't know why. I do not know why, but it's there.
I kind of wanted to see a little Guardians at the end. I think that was where I was getting before. When they're in the spaceship and they're like out in space. What is the big ship that they come upon when?
That's Thanos' ship.
Okay, Sanctuary, that's what I thought. Two.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted them to, instead of doing that,
so
come across.
There's a clip Star-Lord. From... Comic-Con?
You hear that music? Like, you can hear his music from his Zune.
Yeah. There's a clip from Comic-Con that shows the Guardians flying along in space, and Thor just thunk on their windshield. Like, and then they bring him in, and...
Oh, so Thanos is going to capture them, and then Thor is going to be lost in space, and I like this.
Yeah.
I like this. A clip from what?
I think it was from Comic-Con.
But what is it a clip of?
It's a clip of Infinity War. It's a clip from Infinity War.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How much Chris Pratt is going to be in Infinity War?
Don't get too excited.
No, we've already had this conversation.
It's going to have like literally like 60 named characters or something.
I want
ridiculous
more
like
Chris
that.
Pratt.
You're not going to get a lot
more
of Chris
Star
Pratt.
Lord.
Can we just get?
Is there going to be a third Guardians of the Galaxy movie?
There is not one on the schedule yet.
Yet. Put it on the schedule, Tony.
James Gunn wants one, but it is not on the schedule yet.
Put it on the... We all want one. Put it on the schedule, Tony.
We do all want one.
I do. I like what James Gunn is doing. He also, a couple weeks ago, basically told all the fans to shut the fuck up about the DC bashing and Marvel bashing. They're like, look, you each like your things. We're living in an age where we've got dozens of comic book movies that we can go enjoy. Just enjoy yours and don't piss on the other guys.
Right.
It's like there's no reason to do that. We all love the same thing. There are enough people that don't like us in general.
That there's isn't no even true anymore.
There's no reason we need to hate on each other.
That isn't even true anymore. But he's right. Like, there's too much content out there for you to not just go to your content and shut up about the rest of it. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, like I've taken to, if somebody asks me about something that I don't like, I just say it's not my thing. It's not my fandom. It's just not, you know. I don't need to diss on it. I mean, we critically discuss things here.
Right.
So I'm more harsh about Thor, this Thor movie, than I would be if somebody just asked me, "Hey, just see it." Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, the purpose of this place and this thing specifically is for us to get into
to dig in. Yeah. But if it's something that it's just not for me. Oh, okay.
I forgot. Third disappointment. Hulk's dong was always out of focus and out of scene. Like, Never get a good look at it.
Was it the Watchmen?
Oh, and you're naked. Oh, and never.
That's just in there.
It's in my head.
I love. Oh, Banner was dressed like Tony Stark. The fucking Duran Duran t-shirt.
He wears his pants so tight.
So tight. God, it's so tight. There was a nice little callback for Thor fans. The castle, I guess, the tower that the Grandmaster was in, it had the faces on it. One of the faces looked kind of like a horse face. That was Beta Ray Bill, which was someone else in the Thor comic books who at one point wields Mjolnir.
All of the fucking artwork in that.
The hammer.
Oh, I don't know anything.
And he's like a horse face Thor.
All of the artwork in that fucking
God of Hammers
apartment that the Grandmaster had was like Marvel stuff. Like, there's a bunch of people on IMDb just nerding out over the trivia behind it. And it's like, scroll past this.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there was a few times like when he landed in the trash heap, I was looking around in the trash. Like that's the kind of place where you'd hide something, you know? Yeah. And so I was kind of looking around to see if there was anything there.
That's pretty cool.
It was all E.T. Nintendo cartridges.
That would have been hilarious if it was something like that. Not even just like artifacts from the universe. Like in Spider-Man, what was the thing? He had Voltrons. No, wait, I'm mixing things now. What did he have? He found, in Homecoming, remember when he was locked in the warehouse?
Yeah.
He found something. No, not even in the warehouse. It was in the truck. When he was locked in the truck.
Yes.
What's his face? Like his.
He found Tony Stark's
one
port.
Of the villain. No, the villain's.
Was it a helmet?
Yeah. Was it a helmet? I think it was.
Was it an Ultron?
Who is it?
Was it the Ultron head?
Was it?
I don't remember. Because all I can think about right now is when in Force Awakens.
Oh, what?
When he pulls out the remote.
Alex just got an erection. He doesn't know why.
Yeah. when they're on the Falcon and he pulls out the remote and he tosses it to the side. So that's all I'm thinking of right now.
Yeah, only this is a different movie and not that.
I know.
Okay. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Homecoming Easter eggs. 10 things you might have missed.
Probably not.
But fucking, probably not.
Fucking lists.
You'll be redirect in 10 seconds. Theme song, classmates. My friends call me MJ, Vulture's henchman, Mac Gargan.
What the?
Oh, look, another full page ad.
Yay.
The first one wasn't enough.
I got a nephew, Karen, Principal Morta, Iron Spider. Nope.
Nope, not that article.
Fuck that article. I can't remember what it was whoever they
Every
killed
Marvel
in
Easter
the
egg.
In the last big Avengers movie.
That was Ultron. The alien.
Oh,
the
so when
alien,
I said
the
Voltron,
robot.
It was just the
close. You were one letter off. Yeah.
You said Voltron.
I knew it was
and
wrong,
like...
and I was like, wait, but that feels so right. Yeah. Why does it feel so right? Wasn't it his stuff? Wasn't it Voltron's stuff?
Why don't I look more specifically for Spider-Man Ultron head?
Most notably, we see Captain America's shield and Ultron's head.
Yeah.
That's what it said. Yeah, but really the only point I was making, like, if in the trash heap, it wouldn't have had to have been something that direct. Just shit like Alex said, like, a fucking shit ton of E.T. Nintendo cartridges.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
fucking Nintendo
or just
rifles.
You know what? Just a bunch of
the light
just
guns.
A bunch of simple hammers. Just a bunch of hammers.
And then they could have used it later. No.
No.
They hadn't made that joke yet. They hadn't made the God of Hammers joke yet.
It's fortunate.
Oh, here we go.
Just like a shitload of water beds.
On the cargo ship, transporting Stark stuff from the Avengers Tower, most notably we see a new Captain America shield and an Ultron head.
Yep.
There could have been like a big pile of water beds, some Furbies, Tamagotchis.
I got a Furby. It's right over there. Actually, that one's Aaron's.
Tamagotchis would be harder to...
Fidget spinners.
...as a visual gag. Furbies is easy.
Furbies would be easy. He lands on it and they all wake up. Just his chorus.
fucking.
You see him losing his shit? Why don't I have a fucking hammer now?
Alf. Just Alf in the background.
Willie! Hey, Willie!
Some fucking Pokemon cards.
10 out of 10 would watch again.
10 out of 10 will watch again.
I need an extended cut of this.
Get the fuck out of here, Alex. It wasn't enough. I need a bigger... I gotta go.
8 out of 10 will watch again.
Get the fuck out.
I want to see. Fair. I want to see. I want to see a skinny down version. There was apparently a skinny down version that was like a 20 minutes shorter.
Tony wants to see less. Alex wants to see more.
It was 20 to 30 minutes shorter, and they watched it and they said, we just need to add more jokes. So I kind of want to... I'm curious to see what it was like, though, before they did that.
Yeah, no Jeff Goldblum mixing table. That's for fucking sure.
Probably not.
What are you guys talking about?
Like, he was in the middle of a conversation with them. Then he started mixing. Then he zoned out for the entire Loki exchange. And then, like, he came back to the conversation.
I want to see a conversation between the Grandmaster and the Collector.
I don't give a shit about that.
Benicio and Goldblum. I want to see that.
I'm going to take a nap on this
one. I got to go home. I got to sleep. I got to wake up.